The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will apparently stop investigating Equifax after one of the largest financial data breaches in history.
But there's no one with one clear, straight shot sweeping up and down the company authority. And so in that vague space, these credit bureaus can benefit from the ambiguities of who supervises what.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. When hackers broke into the credit reporting agency Equifax last May, they stole the social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, names, driver's license numbers, and even credit card numbers of over 140 million people. There was bipartisan outrage. There was speculation that the size of the breach and how badly Equifax handled it could actually stop efforts to deregulate the banking industry, or that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would crack down on credit agencies and require better data handling. But this week, we found out that while there still might be consequences over the Equifax breach, they won't come from the CFPB. Patrick Rucker reported for Reuters that under new director Mick Mulvaney, the agency is basically halting its Equifax investigation. Patrick, what does this mean?
So he comes in at the end of November and he inherits some unfinished work from his predecessor, a guy named Richard Cordray, who's now running for governor in Ohio. And one of those pieces of unfinished business was an open investigation into what happened with Equifax. Cordray had opened an investigation, we know, in September. By October, he'd gone to the bank regulators and said, "Hey guys, can you help us when we go in and do on-site investigations of cybersecurity?" And within a short period of time, they said, "Yeah, sure, we'll come with you." We understand from sources that within the last week or two, Mulvaney had told the bank regulators, "You know what? We don't need your help." And the other thing that would typically happen in an investigation like this is you'd have the agency's equivalent of a subpoena, and that hasn't happened.
And do you have a sense from your reporting that there was fairly broad support for the investigation in the first place?
I think, to be fair to Mick Mulvaney, the credit bureaus like Equifax exist in this gray area regulation-wise. I mean, under one law, it's called Gramm-Leach-Bliley, maybe the bank regulators should look at this. The FTC has got some power. The CFPB has proven itself to be a powerful investigator when it comes to these companies. But there's no one with one clear, straight shot sweeping up and down the company authority. And so in that vague space, these credit bureaus that Equifax, Experian, TransUnion are the three largest, I think it's fair to say that they can benefit from the ambiguities of who supervises what.
So when you put it that way, it sounds like the CFPB would have been perhaps consumers' best chance to get some resolution here.
I think we can imagine a world where, rather than walking away from all these investigations, the Mulvaney had leaned in and said, "You know what? Maybe I have the authority, maybe I don't, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to go after these guys. I'm going to link arms with the bank regulators. We're going to go in and then we're going to investigate. If they want to stop us, file us, go to a judge. But in the meantime, we're going to assume that we have the authority and we're going to go after you," rather than holding themselves back and not following through on the things that the predecessor had initiated.
Is this, Mick Mulvaney was very clear that the CFPB was going to have a substantially reduced charter. Is this the highest profile example of that shift in approach?
Well, the other story we had about a month ago was there's a case open on Wells Fargo, and not just an open case that the Cordray had envisioned quite a hefty fine for Wells Fargo. He left that on his desk with Mick Mulvaney. Where is that going to go? Another question. I mean, Mulvaney can decide going forward he's going to go in a lighter approach. But what's interesting, I think, for reporters is we can track some of these unfinished pieces of business. Wells Fargo fine that was envisioned and ready to go. Equifax investigation that was open and ready to really get going. You know, he can't sort of ignore that those things exist and they have to be played out one way or the other.
That's Patrick Rucker, who broke this story for Reuters. It should be noted here that every state is investigating Equifax, and so is the FTC, but we still have no moves toward federal data handling or notification requirements. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.